Today's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This new program is intended to cover hurricane, wildfire, and flooding losses that occurred during the 2018 crop year, as well as any losses thus far in 2019. The program will operate very similar to the previous WHIP program, although there are a few improvements included. One of those is the WHIP factor that determines how large of a WHIP payment will be made based on the level of crop insurance coverage that a producer has. Those WHIP factors have been increased slightly at each of the insurance coverage levels. Another provision that's included is additional prevented planting payments on prevent plant claims that were made in 2019 that were due to either flooding or excess moisture conditions. And those prevented planting payments will be an additional 15% of whatever the indemnity was that was provided under crop insurance, unless the crop insurance coverage was a policy that had the harvest price exclusion option, and those would only get an additional 10% of the original indemnity.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
While in the original WHIP, growers that had at least 75% of their adjusted gross income from agriculture could have a payment limit of $900,000. However, in this version, if you meet that AGI requirement, the payment limit is $250,000 per crop year. So if producers had some losses in the 2018 crop and then some in 2019, it's $250,000 per year up to that maximum. However, if you do not meet the AGI provision, then the payment limitation is $125,000. So that's going to be an issue and concern in some areas, particularly for growers that not only are producing cotton and other row crops, but also may have specialty crops and others that are also going to qualify for WHIP support. National Cotton Council will be updating our resources that include more details on this new program, as well as some examples, and we'll be providing that and making that available on the council's website in the very near future.